Hi, and welcome to this episode of Digital Alchemy, the podcast of ABAM Digital Creations. I'm Laura Jean Palmer Maloney, and it's a pleasure to get together with you to figure out how to transform your business's web presence into business profit. As I ponder what to talk about during this episode of Digital Alchemy, I can't help but be in the moment right now on April the 7th of 2020 in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. A word that just pops to mind when I think about all of our circumstances is trust. Who do we trust? What do we trust? What the heck is going on and how do we find out? What are trusted sources? Do we trust in our own instinct anymore at this point in time when everything is in upheaval? Uncertainty is the name of the game. We're not quite sure how to cope, and we're a far cry from really reinventing ourselves at this point. We're in the midst of the change. When I think about trust, one of the first things that comes to mind is a trust fall. And if you've never been around anybody doing a trust fall or you've not yourself tried one, let me tell you, it can be sort of scary because you're facing away from someone or a group of people who have ensured you that they're there to catch you. So let me see if I can just explain this in words for anybody that hasn't a familiarity with trust falls. So let's say I'm standing on the floor, I'm erect, my hands are crossed in front of me, and I just fall backwards. And I fall backwards, hopefully into someone's arms, although people can be really, really mean and they can move, or you could weigh more than they thought you would, or something could be wrong and they could, you know, flinch and drop you, intending to catch you, but you dropped anyway. There can be a whole lot of other ways to do these. There's a beautiful scene in Shrek when people are jumping off the stage and people, you know, the audience is catching the performers there at the end of Shrek. My son Angus used to do trust falls all the time at the most bizarre moment, and he wouldn't give you time to set up. You had no time. You'd be walking past him in the house, and he would just stand in front of you, turn around, put his arms back, and go, trust fall, and start falling toward you. And, you know, my instinct as the parent, the mom, is to reach out there and catch him. Well, there was a point in time when he got to be way too big for me to be able to catch effectively, but he never quit trying. At some point, I'm going to corner one of his buddies like Carson Berry to have a different kind of conversation about trust falls. But the object is you're ready to just fall. You're confident that you'll be caught, and you're prepared that if you're going to hit the floor, you hit the floor, but you set yourself up for this, okay? So the trust fall that we're all in right now with COVID-19 is not as comical, it's not humorous, In fact, it's really scary. And the first time you do a trust fall, it is really scary because you're putting your confidence, you're hoping for that security. You're reaching out to others who need to be there. As a digital marketer right now, I can tell you that clients that work with my agency, who work with ABAM Digital Creations, are anxious, and they're making decisions about whether or not to continue their advertising, how to recraft some of the, you know, projects and programs they've got in place. What do we do? It's a time now when leadership and communication skills are at their peak. We really need leadership right now. We need communication. In addition to trust falls, as I think about leadership and communication and sharing ideas and supporting one another, ropes courses came to mind. A ropes course is a team building activity that became popular, I don't know, I think back in the 80s is when it all first started being out there. But it's a chance for bringing together a team, putting them into kind of an obstacle course of sorts outside, where they're having to use ropes and to achieve success climbing over walls or walking on balance beams or, you know, doing any number of things. Ropes courses have many different presentations. However, the bottom line of a ropes course is also about trust. It's about communication. It's about leadership. As we're all trying to kind of go walk that balance beam, as we're trying to scale a wall that looks way, way, way too big, how can we take advantage of our associations? How do we look within our own teams? How do we look at our network of support that's out there to build the group that comes together to help us all figure out how to work with this time when we are so out of our comfort zones? How do we recognize our fear? How do we know when that's blocking achievement? How do we reach into this other space for help? There are any number of recommendations out there in the world and many, many different ways that we can figure out some options for what to do and where to go. But I wanted to just share a couple with you briefly, if I could. As a digital marketing business, one of the things that Abram Digital Creations is committed to right now is helping others. And how can we do that in a way that will nurture and grow a community of people, not looking at this as a bottom line business perspective. The what's in it for me, the what's in it for us, is within that sense of community. And we trust that, yeah, people are making financial decisions right now that we don't know what's up, right? We don't know who to trust. We don't know what to do other than know that this is the moment that we have and we have connections and that we can pivot and make adjustments when we know we have more courage together. That's one of the things that Michelle LaRue, who is a partner in Abram Digital Creations, will tell you time and again. We have more courage together. We know that within our world, there are circumstances in marketing and sales that are changing right now that if we help call those to the attention of existing clients or potential leads, that would be a help to them. Because ads are cheaper. There are more people than ever on the internet looking to buy stuff. As a digital marketing business, working with small businesses who are interested in doing digital marketing, this is a very unique time. And it's not, I'm not saying that way as a time of price gouging or anything else. This is a time when we can really, really be a benefit to people. We can offer products and services, we, the small business community of entrepreneurs online, we can offer our products and services. We can offer educational-based training. We can take advantage of the enormous geographic diversity that's in play right now. And we can kind of look at where we're going, this time of upheaval. We can address the uncertainties that we know about, knowing full well we do not know the beginning of what we don't know in terms of the health ramifications, in terms of the socioeconomic and family ramifications. Boy, there's a lot of uncertainty right now. How do we cope? How do we mindfully step back from this and go, what do we know? What do we need to know? How do we find it out? Revise, reset, go through that again. And how do we, at this moment in time, when maybe we haven't emerged from the fog of confusion, begin to recreate and reinvent? Because that taking advantage of this moment in time as the getting out of our comfort zone, as finding ways to take advantage of this as a creative opportunity. I mean, it might be really hard to imagine doing this, but I think that it's really great to try. I believe one of the people that I've trusted for years is Russell Brunson. I'm a ClickFunnels certified partner. I put my trust and confidence in ClickFunnels as a platform that can help achieve business success online. One of the things Russell said in a very recent video made from his home while he's social distancing in the midst of the coronavirus, and he quoted someone, and I didn't catch the person he quoted, but the quote is, "Good is the enemy of great." And right now, the pain that we have from being, we've been good and comfortable for too long, and things haven't been as great as they could be within our businesses and within ourselves. So right now, the pain that we have that's a result of all of the upheaval and the uncertainty and the insecurity around COVID-19, that gives us the leverage for something great. So as I ponder trust and what it means to trust, as I remember catching Angus on any number of times and praying that I don't drop him, I'm hoping that the lessons I learned from him bubble up every time. I'm not hoping. I know they do. I know that ABM Digital Creations is here to catch some of our clients, all of our clients, some people we've never met before. We want to make sure that we're able to provide opportunities to learn more, opportunities to contribute, to become stronger together. One of the ways we're doing that is through the Digital Alchemy Podcast. Thank you for listening. There's a link in the description now that will take you to a landing page where you can learn more of ABM Digital Creations insights, find out about some of the other work we're doing. We're happy to be connected with you right now. We are so grateful that we have internet and we have the technology to be able to reach out. So let's stay in touch. I want you to trust us. And I want you to be confident in knowing that we know what we know. We know what we don't know. That we don't know what we don't know. But we're mindfully working with it. And that we are pivoting on our why, which is all about strengthening and empowering each one of us to make the changes in the world for the better that we know entrepreneurs can make.